We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Managing some of those feelings of anger that we have. Dr. Ducharme, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Mary. What a joy to hear your voices.
It's so nice
to talk to you. This is a real treat. So in any case, you know, one of the things is that even before COVID, you know, most normal people experience anger a few times a week. And that's just, you know, the way it is. Anger is just another emotion. But at this point, people are getting angrier more often and with greater intensity. The rates of domestic violence have really increased. Hartford police reported almost a 14% increase in domestic calls between March and June. So we really, you know, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, those are all up. So we really have to focus in on the fact that, yeah, people are tired, they're frustrated, you know, it's getting old, but the anger is really increasing. And the reason I actually chose this topic for today was I had to go to the drugstore the other day, and I was waiting in line at the CVS, and there were two lines. So I was in one, and in the far one, and the line closest to the store, I could hear the guy giving out the medications. I could hear him saying to the man, please, it's not quite ready yet. We have about 10 minutes. Would you mind moving forward? So the guy said, no, I won't. And they got into this big argument that was really quite concerning, and he just kept insisting he wasn't moving, why isn't it ready, and on and on and on. And I actually considered, gee, do I need to call the police? But they settled down because people in that line all came behind me. But it really brought to heart the idea that really we have to look at emotion, and people are really frustrated.
What do we even do in that situation? Because you know what? We're all human beings, and
absolutely,
sometimes our sponge gets full, and we're angry.
That's it. And we're seeing more and more of that, you know. So we have to remember that anger can actually be a stimulus for creative thinking and change. But what we do about it is important. So if we're screaming at people or we're expressing emotion in a way that's hurting others, we really have to take a look at it. So, you know, clinically, we know that there are like three major techniques that we can use. Like one is relaxation. We help people learn to identify their anger, teach them progressive relaxation so that they learn to visualize things that make them very calm, because it's really impossible to be very angry and calm at the same time. And then we have cognitive therapy to help people see alternative ways of viewing things and reacting to anger, because the way we think about things when we're mad can really make it worse. And then skill development. So if we're lacking in skills such as driving or parenting skills or even our own self-care, as long as we're willing to look at this stuff and make changes, psychologists can help people get through this, right, you know, in a clinical way. Though I do want to go over some tips for people just in general that they can use at home. I think people are really mad, and one of the things, Alan, you and I chatted about really briefly was healthcare workers. They're getting really frustrated hearing people say, I don't want to wear a mask, when they're exhausted.
Yeah.
Are you guys hearing feedback from anybody about those kinds of things?
They're just worried because, you know, it's amping up, and, you know, we're all right on the edge, and you just can feel for those poor people who have been dealing with this since for months now. And,
exactly.
You know,
I think it's the length. You know, we need to hang in there because the end is in sight. But one of my patients said to me, sometimes when I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, I actually get worse. I get more depressed, more angry. So, and it's really interesting because when this all started, the Connecticut Psych Association, the Red Cross, we had some hotlines available to healthcare workers. And legislatively, all the hospitals, like the head people in the hospitals and CPA, were getting together to figure out how we could help the frontline workers. And we really didn't get many calls. In fact, we got no calls. This second wave, we've started getting calls from hospitals and staff. So CPA in particular is really looking at ways, the hospitals are doing things internally, but we're also looking at ways that we can reach out and help nursing homes and staff. So keep tuned for what the Connecticut Psych Association is going to be offering, because even free therapy for people briefly, you know, brief connections for healthcare workers, we're looking at what we can do and provide for them. And just managing daily our anger when we're frustrated. I mean, look, you guys know me. You know I have a wonderful relationship with my husband. Have we had a few more arguments lately? Probably because we're constantly together. Sure. And so we have to work at those kinds of things. So the first thing is trying to identify when you're ramping up. You know, try and have some self-awareness. Talk about it rather than act on it. But the key here is you have to actually think before you talk. So even if you say, well, at least they didn't throw a plate, if you're screaming obscenities, that's not much better. So you really have to think about it.
My
exercise,
gosh.
We know that being physical really, really helps. Doing something active, jumping around. I actually, between patients, if I have an hour break, I will often get up, and I've got a YouTube channel. You can do walking exercises, walk a mile, even in your own house. It really helps. Meditation a lot, and I've used the word Insight Timer as an app. Honestly, I have no connection to it whatsoever, but there are 40,000 free apps or free meditations for kids and adults, music, just all kinds of things. So I really think that, you know, taking time in the middle of the day routinely, even if you're not mad, to do some exercises like that for 5 minutes, it can bring your level of anxiety and anger down. Big one is limiting the use of alcohol, because for many people that just triggers anger. Eating well, taking a time out. That may seem very basic, but even if it's I'm going to go in the kitchen and drink a bottle of water before I come back, that can lower your anger. One of my friends has started doing a gratitude journal. So every day she writes three things, and she bought a pretty notebook and every day writes three things she's grateful for. Big one, looking for humor. You know, we have to laugh. And then just staying focused on the present. I had somebody the other day start with something, and within about a minute, she had catastrophized, so pretty much the world was going to end based on this very tiny thing. And she realized as we stopped that, you know, staying in the present, focusing on breathing, that can be one of the most important things you can do, and just to get that anger under control and really looking for the positive. The other thing that I want to point out is that I had said, you know, the increase in alcohol use and domestic violence is really ramping up. So for people who feel like they're in an environment where the anger is just building, it is critical that you have a safety plan for you and your kids. There are many out there. I have one on my webpage, and I've sent you a number of hotline numbers, including one of the most important, which is the text. You can text the word home to 741-741, and someone will call you immediately and be able to talk you through a situation.
Well, I'm going to put all of those up, including our conversation here on Facebook and on WRCH.com, so everybody can access.
That would be great,
numbers. Alan.
I really appreciate it. And realize, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. The vaccines are coming out, and we can just, you know, the things that we can do now, you know, all the hard work of the vaccine being developed is by the scientists. That's really been done. We just need to follow some basic rules like masks. Those are really, I heard somebody say this morning, the masks are the miracle. Keep those on, wear them, be polite, stay, keep your distance, and we will get through this together.
Dr. Ducharme, if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.